morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Senate Agriculture Committee leaders and witnesses came out swinging in defense of crop insurance during a lengthy farm bill hearing on Tuesday. Ag lawmakers and producers from across the nation stressed many farm bill needs: a strong safety net, improvements to the county ARC or Ag Risk Coverage Program, the dairy and cotton programs, and trade expansion efforts, but pressed none more strongly than protecting crop insurance. Administration efforts to pair program funding in fiscal 2018 have already failed, but Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts had this warning if those efforts persist in the farm bill.
We are not going to cut crop insurance, period. The House budget reflects that. We have yet to determine a budget here, but that would be the chairman's choice, and I'm sure the distinguished ranking member as well.
Chairman of the Crop Insurance Professionals Association, William Cole, argues crop insurance is saving farmers and taxpayers a bundle, but has its enemies, which includes the Heritage Foundation and the Environmental Working Group, proposing changes.
Dr. Art Barnaby of Kansas State University sums it up this way: if all these crop insurance changes were to pass, it would kill crop insurance, and if just one of them were to pass, it would upset the equilibrium and start the death spiral.
Among the proposed changes, arbitrary coverage limits, premium discount cuts, and cuts to insurers' operating support and rates of return. Ron Rutledge heads Farmers Mutual Hail Insurance of Iowa.
Yeah, despite the critical role crop insurance plays in providing fiscally responsible protection to farmers, we know crop insurance will face attacks during the 2018 Farm Bill process. I believe many of these attacks are fueled by misinformation. On average, over the last 5 years, 54% of Farmers Mutual Hail customers paid premiums out of their own pockets and received zero indemnity payments. That's not an investment looking to earn a return. That's how insurance is supposed to work.
Cole argued that the meteoric rise of crop insurance has saved farmers and rural communities and put an end to an ad hoc crop loss disaster program, saving taxpayers $17 billion since just 2008. And it's projected to save another $6.7 billion in the next 10 years. And Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will attend a Farm Bill listening session in Texas next week. The listening session by the House Agriculture Committee will feature comments from Texas farmers on Farm Bill priorities. The conversations in the field is planned for 10 a.m. Central Time on Monday, July 31st at Angelo State University in San Angelo, Texas. It follows a listening hearing last month at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida, and a handful of hearings on Capitol Hill by both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway earlier this year vowed to complete the 2018 Farm Bill on time, adding that completing the Farm Bill on time will avoid adding more uncertainty to an already strained farm economy. You got farm news on Ron.
Some great cattle to be offered next week by Superior Livestock during their Silver Anniversary edition of Video Royale. They'll be selling Monday, July 31st out of their Fort Worth studios on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.